Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. This is episode 117 for those who are counting. I need to thank three more Patreon subscribers this week. My dear friend Stephanie Alia, my sister Molly Rudberg-Leschnock, and my brother Aaron Rudberg. Without these supporters, this podcast would have a very hard time being successful. So thank you to all three of you for considering it worth supporting. For those of you who still want to support, I do have a $3 a month, $5 a month, or $10 a month level. With each level, you get assorted goodies and other cool stuff, an email each month, a shout out on social media. There's all sorts of delicious stuff ready and waiting to be a part of your life if you decide to support the pod. This week, my guest tells quite a few stories, and there's a little bit of everything in this episode. There's a little bit of a ghost story, a story about ESP, and then, of course, my favorite, a story about a UFO. I've known Allie Young for about 30 years. We went to school together, and I first met Allie at University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana. We lost touch over the years, but one of my avid listeners, my dear friend Amy, reached out, and she said, "You know who you should interview? Allie." Even though it had been 30 years, Allie said, "Absolutely." And so here we are. So now, episode 117 of Bite-Sized Blessings.
So my mother had gotten me a puppet. And this puppet was an artifact from when the Christian missionaries went to China in like the 1800s and would do their little puppet shows. And so she, it was like a kitschy thing, and she'd gotten me that. So the next day, Ethel, you know, like I'm like holding her, and then I look and I'm like, oh, that puppet. I think apropos of what I do now, the most recent ghost story that I have is I was in school, and one day my teacher, first of all, if for people who don't know, the Chinese culture is very superstitious, right? They have ghost month, you know, where you burn paper money for your ancestors. And if you feel a tap on your shoulder, you do not turn around because the spirit will get in, right? And even in the medicine, the lung spirit, the grief spirit, is the Po spirit. And that's the spirit that stays with the planet, right? So, you know, if you're, you know, driving by a place where a lot of people have died or something, right? You get the chill. And you might not even know, like, that's the dead man's turn or whatever. But there's just this thing where sometimes you'll be, you get the bristle. And, you know, that's like the Po spirit wants to get in because it's the earth, it's earthbound spirits, right? Related to grief and lung. So Dr. Chang was talking about, who's a feng shui master, was talking about clearing ghosts and stuff. And I was like, okay, well, I think I have a ghost. And sure enough, she confirmed I did. So first of all, ghosts don't like, I'm not like afraid. I'm not like, ooh, ghosts everywhere. But I am very aware that we live in a world that is populated with lots of spiritual entities. And maybe it's just energies, right? You can call it whatever you want. So one day I'm laying down and I'm asleep. And my dog, who always slept restfully with me and never did anything like this, I woke up in the middle of the night. She'd walked to the other side of the room, crawled up on top of something, and was in a guarding mode and was barking at me in the middle of the night. And I was like, Ethel, what's wrong? What are you doing? I got up. I was like, oh, you demented little dog. What a weird thing for you to do. And I grabbed her and I put her back in bed. Well, the next day, so my mother had gotten me a puppet. And this puppet was an artifact from when the Christian missionaries went to China in like the 1800s and would do their little puppet shows. And so she, it was like a kitschy thing, and she'd gotten me that. So the next day, Ethel, you know, like I'm like holding her, and then I look and I'm like, oh, that puppet, you know, like I just had this thing, and it was like looking at me, and I was looking at it, and I was like, all right, exactly. So at the time I was, but I was like, no, I'm just being weird, right? You go to that. I'm just being weird. This is my weirdness just coming out. So I'm in my divorce and I'm dating, and I have a gentleman caller, and he's a normal person without any sort of like, you know, belief in ghosts and stuff. And in the middle of the night, I sense him just wake up, and he takes his hands from his head to his torso, and he just goes and like just sweeps his body with his hands. And I wake up, and I'm like, what's going on? And he's just sweeping his body, and he's like, oh my God, there was a woman laying on my chest, and she was suffocating me. And he's like, this is so crazy. And I'm like, he's like, I swear she was here. It's so, he's like, what's going on? What did you give me? What was in my food? What did I drink? Like all this stuff. And like, and my dog Ethel's like looking, and I'm like, all right. So I tell this to Dr. Chang, and she's like, you got to get rid of that puppet. So then after that timeline in my life, this is neither ghost or UFO. This fits into that extrasensory perception category. I moved to New York at the end of August in 2001. And because I was going to take my career to the next level and go all in on TV and film. And I was at the time estranged from my mother. I didn't really talk to her. She moved to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I'd never visited her there. So on September 10th, I took a nap, which is also something I never do. I don't know how to nap. It was a beautiful day, and I just felt like such a heaviness. I fell asleep, and I woke up like in a fever dream, in one of the dreams you can't get out of. And I was so like gripped with fear, and this does not happen to me. This isn't like, oh, I have nightmares and stuff, and I'm sweating. And the dream that I can't get out of is like the universe. It's like all of the stars, and they're just kind of like dancing above me. And then they turn into this like, you know, galaxy game board. And on one side is like one ship. And then on the other side, it's like a skull, 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 a skull. And I'm like, stop, 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 stop. And the skulls don't stop. And so I get up, and I'm just like, I just don't feel right. I got in my car and just headed toward Pennsylvania. This is, you know, before you have like phones that you can like use, and or I had a flip phone or something, but I just got in my car in this weird like fever state. When I got to New Jersey, I called my mom and I said, Mom, I'm on my way to visit you. And she was like, why? And I was like, I don't know. I feel so strange. I don't know why I'm coming to visit you. And I still think, and I stopped, and I had like this meal at this restaurant that was family owned, and like had this, like it's also dreamlike to me. And my mom tells me how to get to her place, and I get there, and I get to her door, and she just looks at me, and she's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I don't know. I just need to lay down. And I went back to bed at 8 o'clock. And woke up to my mom shaking me, TV on. You can't believe it. I can't believe you're here. And I'm like, what? And I look at the TV, and then we saw the second plane hit. And I was like, what? Like, wow, how did I get out of the city? And now I'm trapped with my mother. This is awful. No, I'm terrible. I love my mother. We're very strange, but it's to say that, like, to this day, I have never felt more compelled to run and escape ever.
I have a story about September 11th. I had bought a house the year before in Portland, and I bought the house like in August or September, and the weather came in and it got really cold really fast. So I couldn't do all the painting and some of the improvements I wanted to do, but I was super excited about it. And I spent that winter and spring, like, making a list. And I was like, I'm just going to get on this and dial everything in. I have unending energy and I'm just so excited. And starting about July, I just had this intense feeling of just heaviness come on me, and like a sorrow. And as the months like progressed, and I got nothing done, I didn't do any painting, I didn't do any improvements, I was just like, what's the point? And I just had this heaviness, and it just got worse and worse and worse. And the guy I was dating at the time, at the end of August, he was like, what's wrong with you? And he said, I don't know, but something's coming and it's bad and I can't stop it. And he said, like, what? And I said, I don't know. I can't. I know something's happening and I can't stop it. And he just was like, I don't know. I don't know if he thought I was crazy or what, but then September 11th happened. And a week later, I was painting my bedroom and I was like whistling. And of course, I went through September 11th and it was horrific. But after the event, I all of a sudden had this new life, new energy to do projects. And I stopped myself in the middle of painting the wall and I thought, oh my gosh, what I was waiting for happened. And so now I can move on. I just had this such a visceral sense of this is what I'd been waiting for the whole time. And it's horrific and is still horrific. And I can't even imagine any part of that day without feeling completely sad and very depressed. But it was almost like that event was like this massive boulder that was dropped into space and time, because just the psychic energy that was unleashed by everyone worldwide was so massive. It was so massive, the grief, the horror, the sorrow, that it created these ripples, almost like these psychic ripples. This is how I think of it. Psychic emotional ripples that went back in time, that travel back in time. And that's what I was feeling, you know, that the horror, the sorrow, the grief, I was feeling that, I think.
Yeah, no, I mean, I absolutely, you know, that's a part of what is acknowledged in what I practice to this day. Extrasensory perception is something that's very much acknowledged in the medicine that I practice.
But with how sensitive you are, I'm not surprised that you had this dream, you know, this intuition about September 11th. You're such an interesting human, I have to say. I love it.
I mean, and it's not just that, you know, I've missed everywhere that I've lived. I've missed any like big event by one day, like left town, like the big Los Alamos fires. So the joke among my friends has been for years, like, you tell me when you get that inkling, like, you gotta move. I'm the first one you call, you know, the blackout in New York. I'm always like, how am I missing all this? Like, this is where I live and I'm missing all this stuff. Yeah.
Listening to this episode of the podcast, I need to thank my guest, Allie Young, for sharing all of her stories, even though I found one or two of them a little scary. And I need to thank the creators of the music used for this episode. Music L Files, That Sounds, Frank Schroeder, Alexander Nakarada, and Otis Galloway. For complete attribution, please see the Bite Sized Blessings website at BiteSizedBlessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to music, books, playlists, and artists I think will lighten and brighten your day. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Allie. Don't be scared. Even though you might have these things happen to you or happen around you, events that are inexplicable, know that they're all part of the greater mystery, just like you are. You're part of the greater mystery too. Know that they're part of the greater mystery and that this world is enchanted. We can still be enthralled and excited with what this world has to offer.